Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Rich thoughts. We should be having rich thoughts every day.
You're right. I'm Harold Herring, and that motivated woman is my fine wife, Mel. Today we're going to talk about sharing our faith, how it brings out his every blessing. As believers, we hear a lot of talk, conversation, teaching, and sermons about the blessings of God, which prompts us to ask a question. Do you want to know how you can understand and receive every blessing God has for you? My wife's waving her hand in the air. The answer is found in Philemon 1:6 in God's Word Translation. To share your faith that you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ. Wow, every blessing we have in Christ. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Philemon 1:6, New Living Translation. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Can you say hallelujah and praise the Lord? Our ability to understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ comes from putting our faith into action. Hallelujah. Dr. Morris Cirillo, great man of God, said years ago, it is a fact. Faith is an act.
Faith is a fact, but you've got to act. That's right.
So true.
Back to Philemon 1:6 in the New Living Translation. It talks about us putting into action the generosity that comes from our faith. Our faith makes us generous because God, hallelujah, the God we serve, let me put it this way. Our faith makes us generous because of the God that we serve, you know, the one that lives inside of us. And then it's prompted by the actions that we take.
Absolutely.
1 Chronicles 16:8 says this way, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. The Message Bible Translation, which we love how it makes it, well, I like to say, as the rubber meets the road, you know, right down there where we're living. 1 Chronicles 16:8-9, this is the way the Message Bible puts it. Thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done. Sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders.
Hallelujah. When our favorite athlete does something remarkable, we want to talk with our friends about his or her accomplishment. Hallelujah. Glory. Our favorite team wins a big game, we like to brag on them. When we see our favorite actor or actress give an Oscar-worthy performance, we talk about it. When we are recognized on our jobs, we tell our friends about it. When we're selected for special recognition at church, any sort of activity, we want to let people know about it.
And especially when our children excel academically or sports-related or extracurricular pursuits, oh boy, we like bragging on them and bragging on our grandchildren for sure, too. Why, we even brag on our dogs or cats for doing something particularly fun, a good trick or something like that. You know, it goes on and on. I mean, we talk about the things that we live in this world, and there's nothing wrong with all those various scenarios that we just were talking about. But we need to be talking about, I mean, to everybody, about our exceptionally great and mighty God. Actually, something comes back to me from years ago, and it just happened over the weekend, which was kind of funny. But years ago, you know, the Lord, when my children were little, the Lord just used my children to remind me of things. And they would say something, and I'd go, oh, man, you know, because I had a lot of little ones running all over the place. And And I would go, oh, thank you, God, because, and I remember my daughter, Abigail, Abby, she was about 4 years old. And I went, thank you, Lord. She said something. And she looked up at me with those little cute, sweet, precious face and said, Mommy, can you thank me too? Because, oh, it just broke my heart. It was so sweet. But the point of it is God uses, he just has so many just ways in which he uses things around us, reminds us of things around us, encourages us with things around us. And we need to be giving him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Do you ever, actually, we still do. Pray for your favorite, Yankees, when they're up to bat going, okay, help them to do good, Lord, help them to do good, The point of it is, how much time do we spend bragging on our God? The one who woke us up this morning, clothed us in his mind, the mind of Christ, gave us air to breathe, gave us food to eat, gave us a place to stay that's comfortable. Wow, the scripture is clear. It says, tell the world who he is and what he's done. In fact, in 1 Chronicles 16:9, it says, I love the message, it says, broadcast. We can do that. That's what we're doing right now. Broadcast all his wonders. Psalm 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Can you name the last person you bragged to about how good God is and how great and mighty he is? Hallelujah. Perhaps, perhaps you could name really the last three times. But just as, for curiosity, when was the last time you bragged on God to a friend? Our Heavenly Father wants us praising him, and truthfully, if we are smart, we'd want to do it all the time, a lot more than maybe we even do. In Revelation 12, verse 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, that means you were born again, and by the word of their testimony, yes, by what we say, and when we confess the word, that's our testimony of how great God is. And they loved not their lives unto the death, meaning we gave our lives to the Lord. We are crucified with Christ daily. So the point of it is you and I have the greatest devil repellent ever devised.
Say it.
That's it. The thing that ensures his defeat and sends him packing. But the point of it is if we don't use it, then it's not going to work. The Word of God encourages us to give our testimony for a very specific purpose. Matthew 24:14, Classic Amplified. And this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end. God wants us broadcasting the good news to the entire world. And just for the record, you don't ever have to leave your hometown to testify of his goodness to other people and around the nations. This is particularly true of certain nations in the world. I mean, we are a global community. We testify on our Facebook. We testify to our neighbors and to our coworkers just by living who we are in Christ. And there are a lot of people that you go day by day and see day by day that are from other nations. So we've got, like I mentioned, social networking, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. The world is our forum, and we can tell about his excellent greatness.
You and I.
That's it.
We have unlimited opportunities to testify of God's love to millions of people without ever leaving our homes or offices. The power of modern technology has brought the fulfillment of 1 Chronicles 16:8 directly to our home. This is the time to testify. Luke 21:13, Classic Amplified Bible. This will be a time, an opportunity to bear witness. When we testify, hallelujah, in obedience to his word, God promises, makes a promise to all of us who give their testimony to his love and majesty.
Amen. And in Psalm 132:12, classic Amplified Bible, it says, if your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon the throne of your throne forever. This was given to David. And as, of course, he's Abraham's seed, we're Abraham's seed. But let's go ahead and consider Colossians. Colossians 3:15, Message Bible. It says, let the peace of God keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of God, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words and actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. You know, the way we thank God is by doing what he says in his word and sharing our faith with other people. Here's a revelation. If you don't read and study it, then you'll be continually having problems all the days of our natural born life. Wow. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says this. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture, it's there for us, folks. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, and that's us women too, that the man or woman of God may be perfect throughout, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If something is profitable, it's going to be beneficial. The word profitable in Strong's Concordance is from the Greek word, means profitable or advantageous. The point of it is if we want to have advantages, we need to understand our instruction manual, God's holy word. I love Smith Wigglesworth. We sell his books in our store. It's great. What he said one time, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe. And you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wow. Let me give you one other final quote from Smith Wigglesworth. It says, fear looks, faith jumps. Faith never fails to obtain its object. If I leave you as I found you, I am not God's channel. I am not here to entertain you, but to get you to the place where you can laugh, listen to this, at the impossible. Think of that. Well, we started with Philemon 1:6. In God's Word translation, it says this. As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ. So let's end that by personalizing it. Put your name in this. As Lucy shares her faith she has in common with others, I pray that Lucy may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing she has in Christ. Put your name in that. And if you've enjoyed the teaching, you can go to haroldherring.com. Just click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails, as Harold would say, and keep thinking rich thoughts. We love you and we appreciate you. Bye-bye.